Ephesians 1 for the second last time today. We're going to go to verse 11 and verse 12. Ephesians 1, verses 11 and 12. All right. I just want to give a quick rundown of what we've gone through. They're all on our banners. The first week was If I Am in Christ. That's the main hinging sermon. If you are in Christ, everything for the last, 5 weeks is for you. If you are in Christ. If you're not, you want to get in Christ. You want to know Jesus first, and all the other stuff are for you. We've got a podcast up from this week. Thanks, Chiwon has been recording the sermons, and he's put them up on a podcast. If you missed out any weeks, you want to listen to them again, go download it. It's just Power Generation 1, no spaces on iTunes. Power Generation 1, right, no spaces. Right, just, oh, there's a space. Try both, and you should find one. And you can go listen to them if you want. Okay, we're going to read verses 11 to 12. Let's follow along. Do you want to keep your Bibles open during the sermon as well? We'll come back to it.
In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory.
Amen. All right, let's pray as we go into the sermon. Let's close our eyes. 10 seconds, I want you to pray. Beautiful weather, a little maybe distracting because we want to run around and all of that good stuff. Just for the next 20 minutes, I want to ask for your attention. For the next 20 minutes, do you want to say, God, for the next 20 minutes, I'm here for you. We believe you're here. We believe that the Bible is not a book, but it's your word. That you'll speak to us. So God, I make myself totally available to you right now. Do you want to make that your prayer? And then I will pray for us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, regardless of what our week has been. And God, at this very moment, we pray that you would come and meet us. We believe that you are real. We believe that you are here. And so God, we want to meet you today. For those of us who lack the faith, we pray you would give us greater faith. And God, as we read from your word today, we pray that you would challenge us, speak truth to our lives, and that we would leave today different from the way that we entered, that we might leave today knowing who we are in Christ, knowing who you say we are. So do that work, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. At the start of this series, I held up this thing. All right, if you weren't here, I held up this thing. And I said, if I found this in the forest, I could like make up what it is, and I could say, oh, it's a massager, or I could say, oh, it's like a, oh, it's got this stuff here, and I said, oh, it could be like a toy gun, and you know, pew, 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 pew. And I said, but the smart thing would be to find out who made it, and it says MacPack, and I would call MacPack, or go on their website, and I would ask them, what is it? What does this do? Because you made this. You would know what it is, right? And I would say, oh, they would say, oh, it's a lamp. And if I know what it is, I know what it does. So if it's a lamp, then it lights up, right? And I said that, and I said, that's the same with us and God. If God made me, I should go to God and ask God, who do you say I am? And when I know who God says I am, I will know what I should do in my life. Right, you guys understand that? Very simple. If I know that God made me, then God is the one who should tell me what I should do in my life. And today I want to talk about purpose. Why are you alive? Why are you here on earth? Right? Why are you you and not someone else? Right? Why are you not a flower, but why are you you? Right? Why are you here? What's your reason? What's your purpose? Why are you living? all of these questions. Have you ever asked this question before? Why am I even alive right now? That's what I want to answer. If I look at this phone, right, beautiful phone, made by Apple. Apple's awesome. I love Apple. They're going to come out with a new phone in like a week. I can look at this and I would say, what's its purpose? And you would say, oh, it's to make calls. It's to SMS. It's to play games. It's to Instagram. It does a lot of things, actually. But these are its purposes. And the reason we can say this is because someone sat down and said, okay, I want to design something that makes calls, that makes messages, that plays games. And they came out with this. That's its purpose. When you look at my pants, you say, what's the purpose of pants? You'd be like, it's to cover up my legs, because I don't want to walk around showing off my legs. Or, you know, it's meant to look fashionable, and I look really cool with my pants. It's meant to keep me warm. You know, it's got a few purposes. But someone sat down in a room and said, I wanted to do this, this, this. And they made it like this for that purpose. So the question is, if I were to grab you, sit you down, and I said, what is your purpose? What are you here for? What would you say? What is your answer? Why are you alive? If you are not a Christian here, if you don't believe in God, you have no answer. If you don't believe in God, you have no purpose. You can't say you have a reason for living. Right? Because people who don't believe in God don't believe someone sat down and made you. People who don't believe in God say that, you know, somehow there was an explosion or something, and then a fish turned into an animal, which turned into a monkey, and then it turned into me. Right? Evolution. But no one did that. There wasn't a God who did that. You just happened to be here. You were just chance. You're like an accident. Chemicals put together, you're a mistake. You just happen to be here. And people who don't believe in God cannot say, this is why I'm here on earth. All they can say is, it was just chance. And they have no purpose, right? If you don't believe in God here, you can't really say, I have a reason to live. You can make up a reason, right? There wasn't a God. I'm just going to say that my life is to be happy. And you can make up a purpose, a reason. But you can't say, this is the reason why I'm alive. Why? Because there's no God who sat you down and said, I'm going to make you like this for this reason. Because you don't believe in God. And that's a really sad thing. Right? If you don't believe in God, that's a really sad thing. Because you just think you're an advanced monkey. You're just living for no reason, for no purpose. And one day you will die, and everything that you live for will be for nothing if you have no God. But if we believe in God, if you are in Christ, we get to say, I have a reason for living. Because God made me. He designed me. He framed me for a reason. And that God is working in my life to do something special. There's a famous atheist. His name's Bertrand Russell. He doesn't believe in God. He's a mathematician, logician. He won the Nobel Prize once. And this is what he says. He doesn't believe in God. This is what he said. Unless you assume a God, the question of life's purpose is meaningless. I'll say that one more time. Unless you assume a God, unless you believe God is real, the question of life's purpose is meaningless. So here's a guy who doesn't believe in God, and he says himself, if there is no God in life, the reason why we live, there is no reason. It's meaningless. We have no reason why we live. And that's what he said, and he doesn't believe in God. But as Christians, we have a plan, we have a purpose. And this is what Paul says in this passage. We're going to read it one more time. Verse 11 is what Paul says. In him, right? That's our first sermon. In Jesus, if I'm in Jesus, I have a purpose. In him, in Jesus, we were also chosen. I spoke about that. Having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. Right? We have a plan of God who works out everything according to his purpose. In summary, basically what that's saying is everything in your life, God is doing for a specific plan. Everything in your life, God is working out because he has a reason why he made you. He has a plan for your life. He has a purpose that he wants to fulfill in your life. That's what Paul is saying. You know, this word everything, it means good and bad. Right? When we go through good stuff, God's got a reason for it. But when we go through bad stuff, God's got a reason for it. And that's a really great thing to say. When life sucks, when things are going bad in your family, when we have God, we're able to say, I don't understand it, but God understands it. I don't know why, but I trust that he knows why, and that brings me hope. Right? That one day in my life in the future, I will be able to look back at this really bad situation, and I'm going to be able to say, God, I understand why you did it. Right now, I don't understand it. It sucks. I wish it wasn't like that. But one day, I'll look back and say, God, I know why you did it. Because you have a plan for my life. Because you are doing something to lead up to something. And we'll either understand it later in this life or when we go to heaven and we see God, we'll be able to look at our life. Every good and every bad thing in my life, I will one day understand. Because God is working out his plan for your life. Right? Non-believers of God can't say that. When stuff goes bad and you don't believe in God, there's no reason. It's just chance. It's just bad luck. It's karma, whatever. But there's no reason why that happens. But for Christians, we have a reason. God is doing something in my life. You guys know Nick Vujicic? Yeah, he's a guy with, he's Australian. He was born without arms, without legs. Right, he was born as a child without arms, without legs. And you wonder, I want you to imagine that. If you were born without arms and legs, what would you do? How would you feel? Right, you'd want to give up on life. You'd want to be angry at someone. This is what he says. He's a Christian. This is what he says. I believe in a God who can do all things. But if he chooses not to give me arms and legs, I know it's for the better. Right? He's saying, God chose, because he's in power, he's planning my life, he's purposing it. God chose not to give me arms and legs. I know it's for the better. I may not understand it, but all I need to know is he's going to carry me through and that there is a purpose for it. Right? You'd want to give up on life if you were born without arms and legs. Everyone's playing basketball, but you cannot. Right? Everyone's playing around soccer or going surfing, going to the beach, but I cannot. Right? I don't even have arms to pick things up. But he says, if I believe in God, then I have the hope that there's a reason for it. And this guy, if you've heard any of his sermons, read any of his books, he's like one of the happiest guys in the world. And he actually can go surfing and he does some crazy stuff. But the reason why is because he can look up to God and say, I believe that there's a God. And if he chose not to give me arms, if he chose not to give me legs, there is a reason. And I have hope. And I'm going to figure out the reason. And he goes around the world. He's really famous and he talks to people about Jesus. That's what he does. And so no matter what good, no matter what bad happens in your life, if you believe that God is real, then we have hope. Because God has a purpose and a plan for everything that happens. Right? The second thing. If God is in control, if God has a purpose, then who I am is a part of God's plan for me. Right? You guys are all different. You look different. You have different personalities. You have different gifts, different heights. Right, different, maybe some have different colored hairs, different voices. God had specifically made you for a reason. Right, just like I pulled out my phone or the lamp, someone sat down and said, I wanted to do this. God, when he made you, he thought about you and he said, I'm going to make him look like this, do this, have this characteristic. Because I want him in his life to do this. I want her in her life to do this. Have you ever compared yourself with someone else? Oh, he's really good at maths, but I'm really bad. Or she's really, you know, good at this, but I'm really bad. Or he plays basketball, but I don't like sports. I like to read. And sometimes you feel like, am I weird? Or how come they like to study, but I like to draw? And you wonder all this stuff. It's not weird. God has just designed you in this way because he has a plan for your life. A very specific plan that the person next to you cannot fulfill. God has a purpose in your life that only you can fulfill, and he wants you to realize it and live in it. Right? God has gifted you for this purpose. We just got to figure it out. Right? We just got to figure it out. Your life's not aimless. It's not hopeless. God might not have made you the way you want to be made, but he still has a reason, a purpose, an aim for your life. God has an amazing plan for you that only you can fulfill. And that brings us joy. That brings me joy. Right, my brother is really good at basketball. Like, he was the best when I was growing up. Right, and, you know, I played a lot of basketball too. But for whatever reason, when I'd shoot, he'd be like, right, my brother would shoot and go in all the time. I'd be like, oh, you know, how come that doesn't work for me? How come I'm not that good? Right? Why? It's because God made me for something else. Right? I like to draw. Right? And everyone's like, you're playing sports. I'm like, drawing. Or I'm reading while everyone's playing. It's okay. Why? Because God has made me that way. Because God wants me to do something in my life that other people don't do. Right? And so God made me a pastor. And God has something to do in your life. Maybe you're a teacher. Maybe you're a doctor, or maybe you're a cleaner. But God is something in your life that he has planned out. We've got to figure that out. And that's awesome that God has something for me to do. One more thing. This is what Paul says in Ephesians 11:1-12. I'm going to read it one more time. In Jesus, in him, we were chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. That's what I talked about. In order, this is our reason, who were the first to put our hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. That we might be for the praise of his glory. That everything that God's doing in your life, the higher reason for all of us is that it might be for the praise of his glory. That's the same for all of us. If you're a teacher, he made you a teacher that you might be for the praise of his glory. If he made you a pastor, you're a pastor, but the higher purpose is that you might be for the praise of his glory. That all of us, as we live our specific purposed lives, above it all, we'll bring him glory. We'll bring him praise. Right? What that means is we make him great and we make him look great to the people around us, right? In everything that I do, if I'm a pastor, I'm doing it for God, and I want to do it in a way that everyone around me thinks, oh, God is awesome, right? If you're going to be a doctor, you do it in a way that makes God lifted high, and people watch you and say, wow, God is awesome, right? That's the same for all of us. Our higher purpose is that God will be glorified, right? We are purposed to praise. We are purposed to praise God in everything that we do, right? You guys aren't doctors or teachers or pastors yet, but we're all in school. And the higher reason is that you would praise God in school, right? That you would study, do your assignments, listen in class. When you talk to your friends, you would do it in a way that makes him great, and so that everyone around you looks at you and says, wow, God is great. Right now in your life, that's what you got to do. When you leave high school, it's still the same. But right now, that's what we're all meant to do as Christians. We're meant to make God great. How do I make God great? The way that I study, I do it with all of my heart. Right? I don't know what maths has to do with my life. Right? Have you ever thought that? Like, you study stuff, you're like, what does this matter? Right, you go like, if Bob was, you know, going to the store and he bought this and that and he paid this much, how much is left? You're like, why does this matter? Right, I might not understand it now. But in your life, God might want to do something that involves mass. Right, in your life, God might involve something that involves university. He might want you to go to a specific course, and for you to do that, you need to study well. So I study knowing that God has a plan for my life. I study well in a way that honors Him. Right? And when I study well and everyone sees me, I'm studying well at home, I'm studying well at school, and they say, why are you studying so hard? And you don't say, because I'm afraid of my parents. Right? You don't say, because I want to be really rich. But when you say, because I believe God's got a magical plan for my life, an amazing plan for my life, and I want to live that out. And when you say that, it makes God look great. Right? People see you and say, wow, really? There's a God that cares about you, that wants to do something amazing in your life? Maybe I should get to know that God. And what you're doing is you're making Him look great in your life, and when people look at you, right, it makes Him look great. Right? In your relationships, when you guys talk, hey guys, you know, if you're my Facebook friend, I can see what you post. Some of you guys, your language is like filthy. I get shocked sometimes. Even in the words that I use, I want Him to look great and be made great in my life. Right? So when I say I'm a Christian and I'm posting and it's like swear words, my friends look at me and they say, wow, you believe in God and you're just the same as me? I don't really want to get to know that God. But when I say I'm Christian and my words are full of love and grace, that I am patient and I'm kind to my friends, I'm selfless, and they know I believe in God, that makes Him look great. And they say, wow, God really is real, because if He can change you, right, and your filthy mouth to be a mouth full of love and grace, that your actions can be kind, maybe He could do that for me. Right, and we make Him look great in school today. Same with us at home. In all of our lives, no matter what God's doing in your life, the greater reason is that we might make Him great. And so I just want to recap everything. If you don't believe in God, unfortunately, you can't say you have a reason to live. You can make up a reason, but you can't say someone made me for this specific plan, because you're just here by chance. If we say we believe in God, that means everything in my life is in His control, the good and especially the bad, and that brings me hope. It brings me joy. God made you exactly who you are for a reason, with your talents, with your gifts, with your character, because He wants to do something in your life. We need to pray, we need to ask Him, and when we find it, we run hard, because we know that's exactly what God wants to do in my life. And for all of us, whether we're teachers, doctors, cleaners, accountants, we want to do everything to praise His name. Right? We want to glorify His name and make Him look great to everyone in our lives. You know, what I try to do when I wake up in the morning, this amazing psalm, it's Psalm 118, verse 24. Psalm 118, verse 24, this is what it says. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And what I try to do when I wake up is I try to look at myself or remind myself, today is not an accident. Right? The people that I meet today is not an accident. The things that I do today is not an accident. Because I believe there's a God who is planning everything out. And that means today, God has made today. He has formed every event that happens today. This is the day the Lord has made for me. And so the people that I meet and the things that I do, God has a plan and a purpose for it. And that makes today seem really exciting. Because I go out waiting to see who is God going to bring into my life today? What is going to teach me today? How is He going to bless me today? Today, God has planned and purposed in order for His longer plan for your life to come about. Right? As Christians, we have a reason to live. And the greatest reason of all is to praise Him and bring glory to Him. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So I want us to close our eyes and pray. Right? If you are in Christ, you believe in God, God's doing something in your life that is unique and special, just for you. He wants to use you, not for yourself, right? Not to make your life awesome for yourself. Ultimately, that He would do great things so that He would look great in your life. And that's just an amazing thing. To know that God has made me exactly who I am for a very specific reason, for a very specific purpose. It gives us hope, gives us joy, gives us reason to live. Especially when things go bad, we have hope. So right now, I want us all to come before God. If you don't believe in God, if you're not in Christ, maybe it's time for you to believe in God. Maybe it's time for you to give your life to God. Because the other option is so sad. You're just here by chance. There's no reason why you are you. There's no reason why you live. You just live and then you die and it means nothing. If we're in Christ, if we believe in God, I want us to come before God right now and say, God, I believe you're real. I believe you made me for a reason. I believe that you are going to do something in my life. And if you know it, run hard after it. If you don't yet know it, keep praying, asking God. But whatever situation God has placed you in today, make Him great. Lift up His name and live in a way that would please Him and make Him look pleasing to the people around you. Can we make that our prayer today? Let's pray. So Lord God, I just pray that you would help us to know that we are not here by accident. We're here for a reason. In all of our studies, there are a greater purpose that you are working out in our lives. And God, we may not see it now, but 5 years, 10 years down the track, when we look back at our lives, we will understand what you are doing. We will understand why you put us in school. We will understand our family situations. We will understand our relational situations. God, that you are working something in our lives, help us to understand this. God, continue to work.
I just wanna make you glad. And I just wanna move your heart, God, and give you all I have. I just wanna bless your name. I just wanna bless your name. I just want to make you glad. Move your heart. I just want to move your heart. Give you all I have. And by your will and for your pleasure I exist. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. By your will, by your will, for your pleasure I exist. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. And to worship you I live, to worship you I live to worship you. And to worship you I live, to worship you I live to worship you. Oh, to worship you. To worship you I live, to worship I live to worship you. Oh, oh, to worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you. And by your will, for your pleasure I exist. You are worthy. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. By your will, by your will, for your pleasure I exist. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord.
Let's sing it. To worship you I live.
As to worship you I live. To worship you I live to worship. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you, Jesus. To worship you, I live. Oh, to worship you, I live to worship you. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you. Sing it, just the voices to worship. And to worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you. One more time, to worship. And to worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come back to the truth that, yeah, you are alive, you are real, you are in control of our lives. We are not an accident, a freak of nature, a bunch of chemicals put together, an evolution of a fish or a monkey. We were designed by you to live a specific purpose. And so God, I pray that for all of us here in this room, that we might grab a hold of that truth. That right now in our lives, God, that you are working for a reason. We might not yet see it, but because we believe it, we have hope. God, I pray that as PG1 goes back to school, home, to our friends, that we would live a life that makes you look great and makes you great. That we would worship you in our words. We'll worship you in our actions. That even people around us would see and know that you are real through us. God, we cannot wait 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the track when your sons and daughters here in this room rise up and start changing the world start changing schools and friends' lives, bringing salvation across Sydney and across the world. That as we go and become teachers and lawyers and accountants, even pastors and evangelists, that you will begin to move in this generation through your children. Because we believe that you are alive. Because we believe that you had made us to do something great in this world. Thank you, God, that you love us in this way. God, we thank you for Jesus who died on the cross, that the only fact that we can even know you is because of Jesus. For those of us who do not know Jesus, who are not in Christ, continue to draw us closer, we pray. God, we thank you. We surrender our lives to your purpose once more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.